Good morning, my brothers across the nations of the earth, and welcome to Daily Declarations. Our declaration for today is from 1 Chronicles chapter 12 and verse 32, and it reads, "Of the sons of Issachar, who had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, their chiefs were 200, and all their brethren were at their command." I would like to begin today by saying that times and seasons are always changing. It is therefore important to change with changing times and seasons. When this doesn't happen, movements become monuments, and you expose yourself to the risk of becoming outdated, obsolete, and irrelevant. The sons of Issachar in their time were always on top of things. I believe that this was the case because of three factors. Number one, they had understanding of the times that they lived in. The spirit of understanding deals with having comprehension and insight into things. Number two, they knew what Israel ought to do. The spirit of knowledge is concerned with obtaining information and being aware of the true state of things. And number three, they had distinguished leaders and loyal followers. The spirit of leadership essentially focuses on the application of knowledge and understanding through the outlets of initiative. Wisdom is a major prerequisite for leadership. Genesis 49, verse 14 and 15 declares, "Issachar is a strong ass, couching down between two burdens, and he saw that rest was good, and the land that it was pleasant, and bowed his shoulder to bear, and became a servant unto tribute." This was the prophetic declaration concerning Issachar. Issachar was strong, he saw, and served. Issachar manifested strength, vision, and a willingness to serve others. You will need strength, vision, and be willing to serve others in order to become a leader. This is important because according to John C. Maxwell, leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. Influencing others involves inspiring them to dream more, learn more, do more, have more, and become more through passion, vision, and conviction. If you understand the times and the season, you will know what to do. If you do not know what to do, it is a sign that you do not understand the times and the seasons. Knowing what to do and actually doing it places you in a position of advantage. I believe that in order to truly discern the times and seasons, you will need hindsight, insight, and foresight. Now, hindsight is the ability to see behind you through reflection. Insight is the ability to see within you through revelation. Foresight is the ability to see ahead of you through envisioning. A combination of hindsight, insight, and foresight will lead you to discernment. This is so crucial because, in a sense, life is a series of intertwined seasons. Discernment will help you to navigate times and seasons and cause you to not just survive, but to also thrive in these times and seasons. Hallelujah. If you're interested in receiving tremendous value from my other insightful, inspiring, and empowering sources, then go to my Linktree account, Francis Ugbeyeku. And Francis Ugbeyeku is a single word. Or simply click the link and it will take you there. Now, let's take the declaration together, and I stand in agreement with you as we do that. Father, I thank you because you are the God of times and seasons. I receive grace to maximize every moment through discernment. I declare that I have hindsight through reflection, insight through revelation, and foresight through envisioning. I declare that by the force of wisdom, I survive and thrive in every season of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'd like to receive eternal life, which is a God kind of life, please say this prayer after me. Father, I come to you today. I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ died for my sins according to the scriptures. He was raised from the dead for my justification. I receive Jesus Christ into my life today as my Savior and my Lord. I am now a child of God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've just prayed this prayer, please send an email to info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. That is info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. Using next steps as a subject so that we can help you grow into maturity in Christ. For tips on leadership, wisdom, and inspiration, connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Subscribe, follow, rate, review, download and share episodes of Daily Declarations podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Before I come your way again, I want to pray for you and bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and may he give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. I am Francis Ubeyeku. Bye for now and God bless. Jesus Christ is Lord.